98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster. The Booth is powered by M-Drive, a Phoenix-based company supporting the home team. So support the home team and visit trymdrive.com today.
It's a fact check. I'm back. You back. We back.
Every Friday at 4:45, we have the pleasure of chatting with one of the Diamondbacks broadcasters, and today it is Mike Farron from the D-backs pre- and post-game coverage. Also has a SiriusXM radio show as well on Major League Baseball. He joins us live from Chase Field. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Burnsy. How are you?
Very good. Last night, a little on the frustrating side, given that these are the new toys that Torrey has to play with, and I know I was excited to see him, and it left a little to be desired, the final results.
Yeah, not a great night for Jake Diekman, not a great night for Brad Ziegler, and Brad kind of extended in that outing as well. And I wouldn't be surprised. I don't have the numbers on it, and maybe it's just, this is largely anecdotal, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a large number of guys who in their first game with a new team, you know, whether they be pitchers or hitters, you know, have a little bit of a struggle as they get adjusted. I'm sure that there was a little bit of energy and anxiety in getting out there for the first time. And so hopefully, you know, it's better days are ahead. They're both better pitchers than what we saw last night. And certainly does give Torrey a couple of, more solid options in the bullpen.
Let's talk about the decision today. Chris Owing sent down to the minors, batting .197. Good baseball player, just having a bad year. Versatile, was able to help them in the beginning of the year when they needed some outfield help, and played pretty good out there, but just hasn't been able to get the bat going this year. So not a surprise to me that this was the move to send Owings down.
Yeah, to me either. And, you know, I think it's disappointing. I'm a big Chris Owings fan too, and I think he's a pretty, you know, important guy in that clubhouse. But you're right. I mean, he just has, for whatever reason, the offense had never really got clicking to this point in the season. So hopefully regular at-bats at AAA, got to get confidence going. I feel like he did swing the bat better over the last month, but, you know, those at-bats were few and far between. And I think, you know, we were just on a conference call with Mike Hazen a little bit ago, just kind of explaining the move and why they made the decision they did. You know, I think he's looking at it as, listen, we can go with eight relievers for a little while. They haven't really gone with a 13-man pitching staff very much at all in the last two seasons, but it helps them, figure out exactly what those roles are going to be in the bullpen. You know, I think we've got a pretty good idea that, you know, Boxberger's still going to finish, and Archie's going to get the heart of the order, and Yoshi's going to get, some big outs, in plus games. But then the question's going to be, okay, well, who are the guys that are going to keep it close? Who are the guys that are going to kind of come in the sixth inning in those plus games? I think some of that helps to figure it out. And I think having depth options like Andreessen and McFarland, who they clearly trust in bigger spots as well, I think, you know, helped to allow them to play pitching and defense baseball, which is really, I think, of the way this team is going to win. A lot of it is predicated on run prevention.
Our friend Mike Farron joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show. You are a very analytical guy overall, and certainly when it comes to baseball, very knowledgeable when it comes to every team in the league. Put this 13-man pitching staff into perspective for me in terms of how unusual it is compared to everybody else, relative to everybody else, this time of year to go with that many pitchers in your bullpen. How in your mind, is this justified and warranted right now for the Diamondbacks to have that many guys down there?
Yeah, it's really not uncommon anymore. I mean, I think you'll probably see about a 50-50 split of teams anymore that go to eight relievers, through the bulk of the season. And I think certainly in some places like, say, Colorado, I think they play the preponderance of games over the last probably 4 years with a 13-man staff, in part because of, you know, the high offensive environment that they play in. So I really don't think it's that unusual. I have to separate the it's not that unusual from the do I like it, which I would be. I am a big fan of multi-inning relievers. Like, I've got my Matt Andreessen and TJ McFarland jerseys out because I like those guys that can give you two and three innings, because I think in the end, if you're able to have multiple pitchers that can do that, then it allows you more offensive flexibility on your roster. And I'm all for playing for offense in those big spots. But It has certainly been a trend. It has certainly grown. I think it's one of the things that you know, I don't know how much you guys paid attention to this, but in the last collective bargaining agreement, there was a lot of discussion about getting to a 26th man. And one of the concerns, I think, that there was in it was that teams were just going to add another pitcher. So we would have had teams carrying 14 pitchers. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm all for balance, but I think balance needs to skew, at least in terms of personnel on the offensive side. So for a couple of weeks at a time, and that certainly looks like that's what the case is going to be, you know, I don't mind it as much, but I would think that, especially when you're carrying three catchers, at some point they're going to get back to 13 position players. And maybe it just takes, you know, a 10-game hot stretch from Chris Owings and AAA to be able to do that. You know, injuries obviously happen. I think there's going to be there will probably be a spot at some point, either to the in the middle of August or towards the middle of August, about the time where you know, they have off days. They have a weird, like, off day Monday, two against the Angels, off day three against the Mariners, like right in that spot before rosters expand, where I wouldn't be surprised if they get stretched back out to 13 position players.
You know, Mike, if for some reason they come up a little short in this race for a playoff spot, we'll look back at certain games, maybe the extra inning game against the Padres, the game against the Cubs where Boxberger gave up the box-to-box homer, back-to-back homers, Boxberger did. But we're also going to look at the home record. I mean, this team plays better on the road than they do at home. I'm baffled by the fact that they're basically a 500 team at home. There's no explanation for it, but how much is that hurting them right now?
Well, I mean, it's not great. I mean, they're what, 28 and 27 at this point. I mean, it's, in fact, that's something that you know, Greg has mentioned a bunch of times, and both in the broadcast and on post game, and talking about what the home record is, and it's weird because, you know, this team won, I think, what, 50 plus games at home last season. So it's not like they don't know how to win here. I don't know why it is that it's happened. I think part of it might be, you know, it might be that stretch in May. You know, there was a chunk of those games that were at home when they got swept by Washington and the offense was really struggling that helped to contribute to that. They've had some dud series at home. You know, the one against San Francisco at the beginning of July, end of June, comes to mind in that. So I don't know. I mean, I think it would be really nice for them to get right with it, because you should have the home field as an advantage, right? And this should be a place that they want to play. I mean, you know, I think there's still plenty of offense in this ballpark, and this lineup should be able to take advantage. It matches up well with this park, and certainly they play good defense and they pitch well here. So I'm not sure why it's happened that their record is where it is. It looks like one of those statistics that's due to be corrected, as far as I'm concerned.
Mike, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for swinging by for a few minutes. We'll enjoy listening to the broadcast tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, take care.
You got it, Mike Farron.